Afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Billy May, composer and arranger, is up first. He was with some of the important big bands in the late 30s, got his start there. I'd like to bring in first Billy May and his orchestra, Hollywood 1951 for Capitol Records. The composition, written by Gene Austin and Jimmy McHugh, is When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. Billy May and his orchestra and his arrangement of When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, written by crooner Gene Austin and composer Jimmy McHugh. And May had a style that he developed. One very important one was the bending of the tone of the saxophones. And that's a place to listen for him, another thing, more technically, I imagine. 1951, that was. Now 1956, when May was working for Les Brown and his band of renown. Here are three arrangements for the band. Riding High by Cole Porter, Nina Never Knew by Milton Drake and Louis Alter, and On a Little Street in Singapore by Peter DeRose and Billy Hill. Thank you. Billy May, arranging for Les Brown and his band of renown, 1956, Capitol Records in Los Angeles. Riding High by Cole Porter featuring Dave Pell on tenor sax and Ray Sims trombone. Nina Never Knew by Milt Drake and Louis Alter. Ronnie Lang's beautiful alto saxophone sound. And On, A Little Street in Singapore by Peter DeRose and Billy Hill. And Dave Pell again on tenor, and Ray Sims soloing on trombone. And you could hear that saxophone section bending the tone a little bit and some other things. Superb band and superb arranging, all of the voicings, as we call it, the different instruments used to bring in the tonal color. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
Now I'd like to take you to the 1920s, to Sarah Martin, one of the great vocal artists of that time, for QRS Records, and she's backed by Clarence Williams on piano and his band. We'll hear two, Death Sting Me Blues and Kitchen Man. Joe Oliver plays the cornet, Arville Harris, clarinet, Williams piano, and on tuba, Cyrus St. Clair. Here for your listening enjoyment, Sarah Martin.
To my tale of woe, I want all you women to listen to my tale of woe. I've got consumption of the heart, I feel myself sinking so. Oh, my heart is aching, and the blues are all around my room. Oh, my heart is aching, and the blues are all around my room. Blues is like the devil. They'll have me hellbound soon. You made me roll and tumble. You made me weep and sigh. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Blues, you roll and tumble. You made me weep and sigh. Made me use cocaine and whiskey, but you wouldn't let me die. Blues, blues, blues. Why did you bring trouble to me? Blues, blues, blues. Why did you bring trouble to me? And take me out of my misery. Madam Buck was quite deluxe as servants by the score. Footmen at each door, butlers and maids galore. But one day Dan, her kitchen man, gave notice he was through. She cried, "Oh no, don't go. You'll grieve me if you do. Oh, I love your cabbage, crave your hash, daffy about your succotash, and I can't do without my kitchen maid. I'm wild about his turnip tops, and oh, I love the way you warm my chops. I can't do without my kitchen maid. Now anybody else could leave this house, and I would only laugh. But he really means too much to me, and honey, you ain't heard the half. Why, his jelly rolls are so nice and hot, never fails to touch the spot. And I can't do it, not my kitchen man. As I grow so sweet, I love his young pig meat. I can't do it, not my kitchen maid. Oh, how that boy does open clam. No one else just wanna touch my ham. I can't do it, not my kitchen maid. When I eat his donuts all, I leave his just a hole. Anytime he wants to eat, sir, he can use my sugar bowl. His bologna is really worth a try. Never fails to satisfy. I can't do it, not my kitchen maid. Great
band and great singing. Sarah Martin, 1928, QRS Records. Clarence Williams' band behind her. Death Sting Me Blues and Kitchen Man. Joe Oliver, cornet. Arbo Harris, clarinet. The trombonist everybody argues about. No one knows for sure. I think it's Charlie Green out of Henderson's band, but that's all mine. Clarence Williams, of course, on piano, and Cyrus St. Clair on tuba. Sarah Martin, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Group Health. Group Health is committed to innovation and preventive care with services like online medical records and one-stop health care that includes doctors, x-rays, and a pharmacy under one roof. More information is available at ghc.org. Group Health, well beyond medicine.
I'd like to take Joe Oliver, known as King Oliver, out of that band by Clarence Williams and put him in his own superb ensemble called King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, recording in Richmond, Indiana at the Star Piano Company, 1923. Because the Star Piano Company was making records, like so many people were at that time, and their record, one of them, was Jeanette, G-E-N-N-E-T-T. They're going to perform Froggy Moore, a composition by Jelly Roll Morton and John and Reb Spikes. And then I'm going to follow it with the band in 1951 that loved Oliver's band and decided to put out a record of King Oliver's band's work and do it in their fashion in 1951, and it's known as the Yank Lawson Bobby Haggart Jazz Band. So, King Oliver first, 1923, and the Lawson Haggart Band second, 1951. chasing a composition by Jelly Roll Morton called Froggy Moore. It was a fellow that Morton knew in their days on the stage before their recordings. King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band led off, 1923. Oliver and Louis Armstrong cornets, Honoré Dutré trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lillian Hardin on piano, Bill Johnson banjo, Warren Baby Dodds on drums. Then a jump to 1951 for Decca Records, the Yank Lawson, Bobby Haggard jazz band. And they play cornet and bass, respectively, in their version of Froggy Moore. Peanuts Huckle and Bill Stegmaier both playing clarinets. Lou McGarity trombone, Lou Stein on the piano. Haggard, as I said, on bass, and Buzzy Druten playing the drums. It's a birthday today for Helen Ward. There might be a lot of you out there that remember her fine singing. She was born this date in 1916, and I brought along three things for you to hear by her with Benny Goodman in very early 1935.
Dixieland band only had five pieces and the music was grand. They had a piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland band. When the folks would holler for the Maple Leaf Rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him cause he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give them the beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm of the Dixieland band. He'd play so sweetly. He got him and they went to the Lord. And that is the pitiful story of the Dixieland band. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings him is an awful shame. He can really do what Gabriel is his name. And now folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland band.
Oh,
living alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. What I was there for, you heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Grumbling and growling is fun. You ain't never gonna get nowhere, no how, throwing stones at the sun. You pray for the rain, when it comes you complain. You don't think of the good that it's done. You ain't never gonna get nowhere, no how, throwing stones at the sun. When evening falls, romance calls, and you soon see the moon up above. You keep wondering why love is passing you by. You've gotta have a heart for love. You ain't got no use for a duck or a goose if the eggs they ain't gold, everyone. You ain't never gonna get nowhere, no how, throwing stones at the sun. Thank you.
Helen Ward. It's her birthday today on this date. 1916 she was born. And there, 1935, with Benny Goodman's orchestra, his clarinet, her singing, Columbia Records. The Dixieland Band by Bernie Hannigan and Johnny Mercer. Blue Moon by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Throwing Stones at the Sun by Nat Simon, Billy Houston, and Sammy Meisels. Helen Ward. And the person making all that happen, putting the little marks on the white paper, the arranger, Dean Kincaid. Helen Ward, Benny Goodman. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Oxford Entertainment, presenting the 4th Annual Mount Rainier Rhythm and Blues Festival, September 25th at the Mineral Lake Event Center in Mineral, Washington, with 11 Northwest bands performing and supporting a food drive for the Lewis County Food Bank. Tickets and information at oxfordentertainment.com. Thank you.
That is the Charlie Mariano Sextet, his alto saxophone, Dick Collins trumpet, Sonny Truitt on trombone, Richard Wyans piano, Vernon Alley on bass, and Joe McDonald playing the drums. Come Rain or Come Shine by Harold Arlen, and The Nymph, written by San Francisco Bay Area pianist Vince Guaraldi. Charlie Mariano Sextet in San Francisco for Fantasy Records, 1953. Ryan wanted to hear Si Tu Savais by the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1947 in Paris for Swing Records. And if my French is as rough as I think it is, I think that means Yes, You Know. Here, for Ryan and for you, the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in Paris in 1947. For you, that was the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in Paris, 1947, Swing Records, and Si Tu Savais. The membership, Stefan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, solo guitar, Joseph, his brother, and Eugene Vies, rhythm guitars, and Fred Ermeling, playing string bass there. I'm going to continue with that set, four more of them, that same time as Si Tu Savais was made. But first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. to continue with the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, Paris, 1947. Eveline, Diminishing, What Is This Thing Called Love, and Old Man River. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1937 in Paris for Swing Records. And the whole set, Si Tu Savais, Avalon, Diminishing, What Is This Thing Called Love, and Old Man River, performed by Stefan Grappelli Violin, Django Reinhardt Guitar, Joseph Reinhardt and Eugene Vaz on rhythm guitars, and Fred Ermeline playing string bass. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.9. I think I did that, didn't I? Put a note to myself. Well, I get involved. This is what happens. I listen to the music at home. I record the music at home. I bring the music here. I play the music here. I listen to the music here, and I get lost. It's a good kind of lost, actually. From the guitars that you heard there, we have a different approach to the guitar now, and I'm going to do something that I've been doing now for the last few weeks. I call it Early or Later. Take an artist and present something they did and then move it to a later time in their career. Lonnie Johnson now, his guitar, his singing. On piano is John Irby, 1927, and Backwater Blues. Then, a jump to 1960, Prestige Records, 33 years later. Lonnie Johnson, guitar and singing, Backwater Blues, this time with Elmer Snowden, assisting on guitar, and Wendell Marshall on bass. Lonnie Johnson, Earlier and Later.
When it rains 5 days, skies turn dark at night. When it rained 5 days, skies turned dark at night. And trouble taking place in the lowland that night. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. There's so much of trouble, make a poor man wonder why he wants to go. They're all little boats, about 5 miles across the pond. They rode a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all my things, throwed on me, and they rowed me along. When in thunders and lightning, the wind began to blow. Thunder and lightning, the wind began to blow. As thousands of people ain't got no place to go. I went upon some high, lonesome hill. And look down on the house where I used to live. Backwater blues and caused me to pack my things and go. As my house fell down and I can't live there no more. I can't move no more. can't move no more. There's no place for a poor, poor man to go.
It rained 5 days. The skies turned black at night. It rained 5 days. The skies turned black as night. And trouble taking place way down in the lowland at night. I woke up this morning and I couldn't get out my door. Oh, help me, help me. I woke up this morning and I couldn't get out my door. It was so much a trouble, make a poor man wonder why he wants to go. He rode a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. About 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all of my things and sewed them in. Boys, and they rode me along. And I climbed. High old lonely hill. And I climbed upon that high old lonely hill. And I looked down on the house. Baby, where I used to live. Back when the blues caused me to pack my things and go. Caused me to pack my things and go. Cause my house fell down and I can't live there anymore. The rain began to pour. When it thundered and it lightning, and the wind began to blow. There were so many poor people, didn't have no place to go.
Lonnie Johnson is guitar in his singing earlier and later. Earlier, 1927, with John Irby on piano and OK Records and Backwater Blues. 1960, for Prestige, his guitar and vocal, and Elmer Snowden playing backup guitar and Wendell Marshall bass and Backwater Blues. And you listen to that, I mean, the soul of it. The big difference between having the music play you and you play the music. And that's where the art is, when it comes out of you. Lonnie Johnson, earlier and later. And of course it has a lot of meaning in recent months and so on, years, for a whole bunch of folks. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Visit Rainier, celebrating autumn with hiking trails, showcasing the colors of fall, weekend getaway packages, and ski slopes for the adventurous, all on Mount Rainier. Information on overnight stay options and packages at visitrainier.com.
Well, I brought along some things of a saxophonist with a string ensemble, string and reed instruments, excuse me, behind the saxophonist, James Moody. To start things off, if I remember right, he plays alto and tenor in this arrangement. This was done in Paris in 1951 for Blue Note Records issued, and the arranger and conductor of the small ensemble is André Hoder. We will hear September Serenade and Jackie, My Little Cat. Saxophonist James Moody in Paris, 1951, issued on a Blue Note 10-inch LP, and arrangements for him, for a string and reed ensemble, Andre Horder. September Serenade and Jackie, My Little Cat. That was written by Pierre Michelot, who was playing bass in that ensemble. Charlie Parker now with a similar situation with strings and arrangements by Jimmy Carroll, 1949, issued on Mercury. We will hear Summertime by George Gershwin. And If I Should Lose You by Ralph Ranger. And then I'm going to go and give you another version of If I Should Lose You done by solo pianist Oscar Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you.
The set started with Charlie Parker, his alto saxophone with string ensemble. 1949 for Mercury, and arrangements for him by Jimmy Carroll. Summertime, written 1935 by George Gershwin, and If I Should Lose You, written by Ralph Ranger in the same year. Then, Oscar Peterson, 1970 for BASF Records, and his solo piano version of If I Should Lose You. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. Keystone specializes in preserving the original character and look of a home, whether it was built in 1906 or 2006, with heat-efficiency windows and doors. Info at KeystoneWindows.com.
Chaplin Subaru, a proud supporter of KPLU's School of Jazz. Chaplin's model year-end event offers a selection of Outbacks, Legacies, Foresters, and Imprezas available for immediate delivery. Chaplin Subaru, in Bellevue at I-90 Eastgate and at SubaruNorthwest.com.
Listener Cliff up in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, was so nice to send me in a neatly packed box the original Stinson 78s of a Jazz at the Philharmonic concert done in 1945 in Los Angeles on that label, Stinson. And so I'm going to play for him and for you How High the Moon, done at that concert and on those original Stinsons that he sent me so kindly. The soloist, Joe Guy, trumpet, and Eleanor Jacquet, tenor, and Howard McGee, trumpet, and Ulysses Livington, guitar, and Willie Smith, alto, and Garland Finney on piano, Red Callender, bass, and Gene Krupa, and Charlie Ventura, and as many more as you can imagine. All this brought to everybody by Norman Granz. Jazz at the Philharmonic, 1945, How High the Moon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Norman Grand's Jazz at the Philharmonic, early on in the history of that concert. And that one, for Stinson Records in Los Angeles, recorded in February of 1945, and Morgan Lewis' composition called How High the Moon. Joe Guy was the first trumpet soloist, and Howard McGee the second. I'm trying to remember now. Illinois Jacquette, the first tenor saxophone soloist. Charlie Ventura the second. Worked by Ulysses Livingston on guitar and Willie Smith alto. Garland Finney on piano throughout. Red Callender bass. Gene Krupa on the drums. And thanks again to Cliff in Victoria, B.C., Canada, for that gift of the Stinson 78. And that's important, and a lot of listeners out there send me kind regards, and I appreciate that by way of phone and email and personal letters sent here. Because the music touches the people who were touched by the music. That's as it should be. Very much so. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Birthday today for Lovey Austin, piano player and band leader and friend and accompanist and all that. She was born and given the name Cora Calhoun in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She was born that in that city, 1887. I'm going to start with her blues serenaders, backing up Ida Cox, great singer of the time, 1924, in Chicago for Paramount Records. Lovey Austin's Blues Serenaders, Ida Cox, and one that Ida wrote called Mean Papa, Turn In Your Key.
Mississippi and the Delta bottom low, there's a man I know, and he trifles so. He flashes his clothes, but where he gets him, no one knows. He seems so slow. But the other day, there came our way a yellow-skinned gal named May. There was murder in her eyes, I mean murder in her eyes, when we heard her say, "Mean Papa, turn in your key, you don't live here no more. Mean Papa, just let me be, stay away. But you just sent our way home. So mean, Papa, turn in your key. You don't live here no more." I make jelly roll good. Just ask anybody in my neighborhood. Mean Papa, take a key. You don't live there no more.
Lovie Austin on piano and her band is accompanying Ida Cox and Mean Papa Turn In Your Key. Tommy Ladnier cornet, Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet, Charlie Harris saxophone, and Lovie Austin piano. Ida Cox wrote that, Mean Papa Turn In Your Key, and it was all done in Chicago for Paramount Records, 1924. Now to hear Lovie Austin's Blues Serenaders, without vocal, just with Ladnier cornet and O'Brien clarinet and Austin on piano. Here's one Austin wrote, recorded same year, 1924. It's called Steppin' on the Blues. Austin, or Blues Serenaders, just three of them. And it sounds like more, doesn't it? Tommy Ladnier cornet and Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet and Lovie playing the piano and her composition Steppin' on the Blues. Now moving it up just a little bit to 1925, also by Paramount and also in Chicago. We're going to take that band you just heard and add W.E. Burton to play the drums and Priscilla Stewart to do some singing. Lovie wrote this. It's called Charleston Mad. Thank you. Lovie Austin, right there with her piano and her band, and Priscilla Stewart singing, W.E. Burton joining them on the drums, and Jimmy O'Brien clarinet, and Tommy Ladnier cornet, and Lovie's Charleston Mad, and such great fun. You'd feel like getting it up and wiggle, move the furniture back, that's right. Well, let's see. Oh, I'll do this. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Leos Graduate College of Saybrook University, offering a one-day workshop focusing on communication skills that help participants achieve workplace performance, productivity, and ability to work with others. Wednesday, October 6th. More at lios.org.
I'm going to bring in a couple of features now for string bass players. First up is Ray Brown with Milt Jackson Band. Monty Alexander's here and Dick Burke and all that. That's Shelley's Manhole in California, in Los Angeles, 1969. Ray Noble's beautiful ballad, The Very Thought of You. Then, that's for Impulse, then for Riverside Records, Scotty LaFaro. His bass with the Bill Evans Trio and Paul Modian at the Village Vanguard 1961, and one that LaFaro wrote called Gloria's Step. Two features, two basses, Ray Brown and Scott LaFaro.
Thank you.
And as a feature, a feature for two bass players, the first one, Ray Brown, at Shelley's Manhole in Los Angeles, 1969. And his feature on The Very Thought of You, a gorgeous tune by Ray Noble. For Impulse Records, with him, Milt Jackson, Vibes, Monty Alexander Piano, Dick Burke playing drums. Then, Scott LaFaro with Bill Evans Trio, Paul Modian on drums, and Evans, of course, on piano at the Village Vanguard, 1961, for Riverside Records, and LaFaro's Gloria's Step. Ray Brown and Scott LaFaro, right here. I'd like to go to Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. This is an unusual record. I didn't think it was very rare, but it turns out it is. It's the Messengers playing the Charles Strauss compositions for the musical Golden Boy. The play by Richard Odets was adapted by Charles Strauss. And two compositions from that we will hear now. This is the Life, arranged by Wayne Shorter for the Messengers. And Yes I Can, arranged by Cedar Walton, who is also here playing the piano. And others, I'll mention them when we're finished with this. 11-piece band, Art Blakey on drums and the Jazz Messengers, 1964. Cole Picks Records, This Is the Life, Yes I Can, from Golden Boy. We'll be right back. And the Jazz Messengers, an 11-piece ensemble. And they played two selections from the score by Charles Strauss of Golden Boy, 1964. This is The Life, arranged by Wayne Shorter, who was on tenor sax solo there, and Yes I Can, arranged by the pianist Cedar Walton. Others, excuse me, Lee Morgan and Freddie Hubbard playing trumpets, Curtis Fuller trombone, Wayne Shorter tenor, James Spalding alto, Julius Watkins French horn, Bill Barber tuba, Charlie Davis baritone saxophone, Cedar Walton piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Blakey, of course, on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you between 3 and 6 every Sunday. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money. Bedrooms and More, family-owned in Wallingford for over 30 years, offering organic, chemical-free mattresses by Natura and others. Bedrooms and More is a local resource for natural bedding, pillows, and toppers. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
Now I'd like to take you to Paris, 1963. And we'll sit in on a recording session for Reprise Records of Bud Powell's trio. He's on piano, Gilbert Rovere on string bass, and Kansas Fields on the drums. pianist Bud Powell in Paris, 1963. And Gilbert Robert playing bass and Kansas Fields on drums. Body and Soul by Johnny Green. And I Can't Get Started by Vernon Duke. I'm going to bring in Billie Holiday now so we can hear Ira Gershwin's lyric to I Can't Get Started.
I've been around the world in a plane, seven revolutions in Spain, the North Pole I have charted, but can't get started with you. And at the golf course I'm under par, Metro Goldwyn wants me to start. I've got a house and a show place, but can't get no place with you. You're so supreme, lyrics I write of you dream day and night of you. Just for a sight of you, baby, but what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Robert Taylor has had me to tea, but now I'm broken-hearted, can't get started with you.
Thank you.
you. The very thought of you, my love. I've got a date with a dream, a dream divine. I've got a date with a dream who may be mine. I've got to hurry and dress to meet him at 7. When any old corner becomes a corner of heaven, blue heaven, I'm gonna dance with a dream. We'll dance on air. I'm gonna speak to a dream and tell him I care. And when the evening is over, I'll have a date with a dream and meet him all over again.
Holiday and Her Orchestra, 1938, for Vocalion Records. I Can't Get Started, Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin. The Very Thought of You, Ray Noble. And I've Got a Date with a Dream by Harry Revell and Mac Gordon. In the band, Buck Clayton, trumpet, Dickie Wells, trombone, Lester Young, clarinet, and tenor. And Billy's friend Queenie Johnson playing the piano, Freddie Green guitar, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thanks for being out there.